And Michelle, why were you drawn to this? Why would you interrupt your career as it was progressing?
Well, the timing of being asked to join Artist Year was actually perfect, particularly for me, because I really grew up in a situation where my father is a well-rounded musician. He is a band director, choir director, even has a steel drum band. And my sisters and I, we all were part of these ensembles. I played many instruments, I sang in the choirs, and helped him even teach some of the classes as I was going through high school. So when I went to pursue a performance career at conservatories up until this point, I was pursuing one passion, one great passion, but it was just one of many that had shaped me. And so when I came into Curtis and I got involved with the Play on Philly program, I found this great balance. I actually had found myself being rather depressed during times when I wasn't working on my other passion, which really is with children and families and just being very social. I mean, piano can be a very solitary instrument at times. And that was just what I was accustomed to. So at any rate, I had on my mind the kind of work that I'm doing. And what I'm doing with Artist Year is I'm working at the Harity Elementary School in West Philadelphia, and I'm working with eighth graders and first graders. The program is a peer mentorship program on keyboards, group keyboard class. And the way it happens is that for the first half of the year, I have 8 eighth graders involved. We're currently working together 3 days a week after school. And they're learning a couple of things. They're learning how to play the piano, the basics, theory, how to just basically be able to get around the keyboard, but also how to have a voice in improvising and composing. And that's sort of something that I'm doing hand in hand as they learn. Unlike Alex's program, because they're at an actual musical instrument, each one of them, I'm doing traditional notation in terms of composing, but also a little bit of improvising by ear without necessarily writing any of it down. And then the other aspect is preparing them for their mentorship, where the first graders will come in the second half of the year and will be one-on-one with each eighth grader. So that would be 8 first graders. And as I prepare them for the first graders coming in to be taught by them, in a sense, I am actually doing activities that are really pushing each eighth grader to be very independent now, so that it's not a surprise when a first grader comes and sits by you and you're wondering, well, I don't even know how to speak to you. So it becomes, I have them leading each other. I have very often specific, well, really all of them have to do this, but sometimes come up and show something to the class, explain something, go to another piano and help a fellow eighth grader. So if anything, they're actually mentoring each other. And what is great and what I've seen so far is that the morale of the group, everyone is so supportive, because I ask all of them to be leaders. I ask all of them to step out and share with each other. And so when the first graders come, they will be excited and hopefully excited and ready to do this. Ultimately, for the year, why did I focus on eighth graders? I feel that it's kind of a difficult year. I mean, just as a teen at that age, I remember, you know, I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do with my life. How do I fit in society? I kind of want to be completely independent, but I'm not ready to be. And there's so many things that teens and of this age are going through that they struggle. And then it doesn't make it any better when you go off to a high school and you're at the bottom of the barrel. And yet now there's all this pressure. You know, your grades matter. Everything matters if you want to get into college and, you know, SATs and everything else. It all kind of gets thrown at you quite fast. And so I was particularly interested in coming to an eighth grade class for the year and then giving them some ownership of something, having them be confident and also, frankly, enjoy its music making and just be able to play a song that you've always known on the piano is so satisfying. So to take that and then also ask them to be independent and leaders to the first graders, to lead their school in a way because of that age gap. Then when they go off into the world, go off into high school, wherever else, they have already these tools, this confidence, this voice that says, you know what, in 1 year, I accomplished this. And they may keep playing the piano, they might not, but that's not really the point. It's to say, not only did I learn, I also taught a first grader who's looked up to me. If I can do this, why can't I do anything else, no matter what the high school is? And so that's what I hope to build in these kids.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.